This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. No quiet summer weekends in Iowa these days, what with the state knee-deep in candidates. Yesterday, that state was again busy auditioning the Democratic presidential hopefuls. All eight major Democratic candidates showed up bright and early in Des Moines to debate for a national television audience. NPR's Scott Horsley was there.
The two biggest questions in this debate had to do with too much and too little. Does frontrunner Hillary Clinton have too much baggage to win the general election? And does Barack Obama have too little experience to do the job of president? Senator Clinton was asked early on about comments from President Bush's outgoing political advisor, Karl Rove, that no candidate entering the process with negative ratings as high as hers has ever gone on to win the White House.
Well, I don't think Karl Rove's going to endorse me. That becomes more and more obvious, but I find it interesting he's so obsessed with me. And I think the reason is because we know how to win.
Clinton and the other candidates were also asked about Obama's readiness to serve after less than one full term in the Senate. Obama, who's been called naive for some of his recent foreign policy statements, said a lengthy tenure in Washington is no guarantee of good decision-making.
Nobody had more experience than Donald Rumsfeld and Dick Cheney, and many of the people on this stage that authorized this war. And it indicates how we get into trouble when we engage in the sort of conventional thinking that has become the habit in Washington.
New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson, a former UN ambassador, proposed a diplomatic compromise.
You know, I think that Senator Obama does represent change. Senator Clinton has experience. Change and experience. With me, you get both.
Among the Democrats, Richardson has one of the most aggressive plans for withdrawing all troops from Iraq. But Delaware Senator Joseph Biden, who chairs the Foreign Relations Committee, thinks Richardson's plan goes too far.
This war must end, but there's much more at stake as to how it ends. If it ends with this country splintering, we will have for a generation our grandchildren engaged in a regional war that will be consequential far beyond Iraq.
ABC's George Stephanopoulos, who moderated the debate, tried hard to pin down differences among the candidates. But former North Carolina Senator John Edwards says when it comes to Iraq, those differences amount to hair-splitting, especially in contrast to the Republicans.
I'm listening to this. I know you're trying to create a fight up here. I understand that. But
I want to find out what you all think.
Democratic president will end this war.
George.
That's what we know.
Connecticut Senator Chris Dodd cautioned against getting too partisan, saying whomever's elected next year will have to work across party lines.
It's about getting this job done. We don't elect a king or a queen or a dictator in November. We elect a president. The margins are thin. No one political party is going to write all of this. It takes leadership that knows how to bring people together. It's what I've done for 26 years.
All of the candidates were asked about the recent turmoil in the mortgage market and whether the Federal Reserve should lower interest rates. Here's former Alaska Senator Mike Gravel.
All I would say that there's no answer to that question. Just follow the money of the people on this dais and you'll see a response.
That sounded like a dig at John Edwards. The Wall Street Journal reported last week that a private equity firm Edwards worked for and invests in has been foreclosing on the homes of Hurricane Katrina victims. Edwards has promised to unload those investments and offered personal assistance to the affected homeowners. He's also called for a government rescue fund for millions of other homeowners at risk of foreclosure. Some of the questions directed at the candidates yesterday came from the public, including a man in Utah who asked about the power of prayer. That prompted this response from Ohio Congressman Dennis Kucinich.
I've been standing here for the last 45 minutes praying to God you were going to call on me.
Kucinich promised to bring strong spiritual values into the White House, including the values of peace and social justice. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Des Moines, Iowa.